Come on.
To get your iron right. Is he talking about a gun?
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to make sure he was like making sure niggas was healthy.
Oh wow.
I just want to make sure.
This
song just happened to be that drama.
Yeah, he been going through it with
I think he got robbed or something else in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he said he might have got his chain removed.
That's crazy. Ramon, you better leave that legend alone. They need to leave that legend alone.
He made a banger though.
A lot of bangers.
He
should, but at the same time, like, why y'all be messing with people like that? Don't do that. Y'all want to? I can get y'all a list of niggas chains to steal. Y'all want me to?
I give y'all a because they know they can. That's why
I give them a list of niggas who chains they can steal.
Damn. A list? Y'all still getting no leg. My baby, she know what it
is. Your list is more than one.
Hey, don't take no like none of nobody's chains. I'm like, oh, my with the bees, you can
carry me a check. Them niggas' chains, they don't deserve it.
Now, what's up? What's up? I put my dick down deep
and I'm trouble.
I spent your whole life story on my jokes. Now, MLB nigga giving out free guns.
Bitch, I let a nigga hate it, but won't let a nigga take shot. Make me see my young one with a clap with no stain. You got your mind right? Yeah, you know I ain't the one to play with it. We got below the D, got hit the throat. I can't stick them in the line right? Yeah, you know that they ain't finna spray shit.
Sorry y'all, I talk normally more than this during the beginning, but I ain't never heard this song before, so I'm right here with y'all. I'm right here with y'all. I'm like, damn, Chris, this a slop. It's all right. It took us a while to get here, though. No, usually we agree. Usually we be like, yeah, that's the song. This time I'm like, nigga.
We let Shawnee go through her list of songs. We were like, nah, we're
that's not even true. You literally played the most songs.
But he was playing it for the time frame that it is.
See, that's why I like that girl, because she just didn't just believe that bullshit you just
that
said.
That wasn't bullshit. You played.
I was making sure that it wasn't just dead air. We were just vibing.
No, you was playing record. Slow song, but I thought it was because it was late.
Get Danielle out of here, too.
Look, I'm like, this nigga sleepy. Why he playing that?
It's been a long day, man.
It's been a long day.
Yes. But we here.
Okay. Well, hey, guys. It's been a very long intro, but welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I guess I'm going to talk in this voice because it's late.
Yeah.
Oh, late night.
It's getting late.
Late night pod.
Why you gotta be here? Oh, that baby
come
head
on,
look a little lopsided.
Oh,
but she's
man,
so cute.
Do that.
Is it cute? A girl? It's a boy. That's is it a girl?
It's a baby.
No, it's a tata. Or
hey,
something.
Hey, don't misgender
that, off the
that
baby.
Child.
Well,
that child could be a them.
I think it's a girl.
It's whatever that child.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. They
congratulations to the Denver fucking
the champs.
Nuggets.
The champs. The champs. The champs.
Miami just couldn't pull it together.
Denver.
That is a girl.
AKA Atlanta for white people, as I've been told.
Hey, that's exactly what it is.
I did not come up with that one. Somebody said that to me, and it
and
was
we just,
funny.
I'm a ride. I don't know.
I believe it, so I feel like I can say it.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not claiming that I came up with it, I can say it. Because that's good.
And that's not a bad thing for those people that might
it's
be
not
thinking
a bad
of thing.
It sounds wrong.
It do, but it ain't.
I like Denver, though.
I do too.
I've never been. I'm trying.
Oh my God, I love Denver.
I've been to Denver I haven't been to Denver for a very long time, but when I was there, it was cool. Now, Colorado Springs, I was there for a few days. But we gotta go to Denver.
I've been to both.
It gotta be dope though, winning in your home city. So it's like, you know, they won in five games.
Yeah,
it was a gentleman's sweep.
Why you think it's a girl? Because she got hair
and glitter all over her shirt.
It's confetti.
It's people.
Okay, damn. Maybe it's the girl. I ain't about
the
to
vinyl is glitter.
There is a child. There's a child on the TV.
Look at her name. It's on the back.
Just listeners.
It's a Tatiana.
It's a Tata.
We're literally watching the final celebration
as it happens.
As it happens with the trophy.
Hold on.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right, we're about to turn it off though, so we can get the pod.
Is he American?
Congratulations to him.
That's Jamal Murray.
Is he American?
He had a tough upbringing because his daddy wanted to make sure he made it to this spot right here.
I don't be fucking with niggas whose names start with J, though.
All that mental and physical abuse he went through as a child to get here. I'm not saying that he is a victim. I'm saying his father pushed him.
So you're telling me that he needs healing.
He's almost in the same mindset of a Jackson. You know, like Tito. His parents were like, nah, we going to make sure you ready for the big moment. And look what happened. He on the big stage. You know, hey, sometimes you got to push your kids with that belt. You know, make sure they understand.
His teeth. How long he been playing in the bed?
Oh, here we go.
Shanae Murray. Okay. I don't hate it. But his name start with J. Like I said, I don't be fucking with niggas whose name start with J no more. Wow. I'm off that.
Anyway. I don't think I'm going to get any letters.
Hi, guys out there. I'm Chris.
I'm Shanae.
I'm Daniel.
And as you see, we are currently watching the game. It's late. We wanted to make sure we watched that before we got this out. Because, you know, this is a sports podcast.
Yeah, we want to make sure we gave our praise. You know?
Yeah, we have to make sure we get that to y'all. But since this is a sports podcast, we got to get to the nitty gritty. I did not watch the fight. However, Zeus had a
hold.
They showed the Floyd Mayweather and John Gotti fight. I think it was last night.
Yes.
Y'all, Zeus is the most ghetto place on earth.
And they delivered ghetto.
It's the most ghetto place on earth. Like,
and cyberspace, obviously.
Everywhere. The metaverse. Everywhere. Extraterrestrials.
Anywhere you can be, Zeus is the most ghetto.
And Zeus is like, what is it? The king of the gods, right? Yeah, Zeus. Yeah. They picked the right fucking name. First of all, they started off. I don't watch boxing a lot. So, Chris, you tell me. Do they normally be having people performing before the boxing match?
Yeah.
Okay. That's normal. Okay.
But the choices.
Sometimes not like a rapper per se. You might get the anthem. You might get a show, but not like on TV. Like, you're not going to give it a watch.
I've seen when they like walking through somebody famous doing
the national anthem.
I've seen like Justin Bieber walking in with somebody. Who Justin Bieber was with? I remember that.
Normally do a walk-in, though.
Okay.
I thought he was with Mayweather.
No, this was an act. No.
In the ring?
They put a mic in the ring and let him go?
This was a stage. I don't think they was in the ring, but it was actually like, I want to say it was looked like a walkway,
okay.
But they was like performing in the walkway, but it wasn't like a walk up. They was right there.
Okay, gotcha.
So Jocelyn Hernandez.
Nice.
I don't know not one song.
I only seen clips. I didn't watch the whole thing. But I did see her feeling, welcome to Vegas, baby. You crazy? Because of course, duh.
Yeah,
Where we at? But I feel like if she sing that, then she had to do... baby boy, live your best life. You be tripping on
me. That's what we should have started with.
Dang. Edit. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. We can end it with that.
Oh, no.
So she performed. I believe she was first. Jocelyn.
Who else performed?
Oh, Krishan Rock.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Krishan Rock.
Her unborn child and her baby daddy.
Oh man,
they
back together,
right?
I like that about some toxic relationships. No. I don't care to really be in the blue face toxic.
They need to be done.
Atmosphere of knowing all his business, but I like when you know, in the public y'all might fall out, but in behind closed doors y'all end up back together.
They doing everything in the public.
They need to be done.
I mean, they violent. I will say that
they need to be done. She's
a week off. You know, you can go back to your girl after a week.
Mm-mm. The thing about it is, it's him and her, and it's the baby mama that's already got two of his kids.
Won't they just be sister wives?
They ain't with that shit. They beefing. They talking their shit. They blah blah blah. Right.
Okay.
So the baby mama that already got kids, she look like Drewski.
Wow.
That's not. She not ugly.
You didn't say that either. You just read.
I
that
seen song. Pictures I, of she, them. No, when she they do was younger, though.
Because I'm not the one that came up with that realization, but she do.
Okay.
I seen pictures when they were younger because I guess they went to school together and they went to prom and stuff and she didn't look bad. But now
she not ugly now.
It's just hard.
She just you know, she looked like she with a nigga that's putting her through it. We know what that looked like.
A little ball.
We all know, no, we all know what it looked like when a bitch been with a nigga that's putting her through it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's what she looked like to me.
That's true.
So, mommy and mommy and mommy and anyway.
We're watching the TV.
So, her and Krishan, they just, I don't think they could get it together to be sister wives, okay. Really. But I think in that instance, it's more about him.
Yeah, don't think he can get it together.
Yeah. He's super
I think it's him. I feel like he plays them against each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like
dirtbag stuff.
Yeah, I do believe that.
I know something like that.
I believe
shout out to them.
No. Not on this platform.
All right, never mind. No shout out to y'all.
Nah, fuck those guys.
I take my dad back.
Yeah. But so I think that's really the issue with them. I feel like a lot of women would be, if men would be more open and honest mm-hmm. about
what's
what
going
they
on.
Own, I feel like a lot more women would be okay.
Well, that's
with
not
what
true.
I think if
on.
They were more open and honest, they'll find out that a lot of women aren't with that and say they can't have their way.
Mm. I mean, maybe.
It's some that.
Once you start telling her you want multiple partners, she like, nah, I'm out of here. You like, damn, I lost two of them.
I'm some saying, women that's just crazy as hell.
I know but I'm as a woman, I'm speaking from knowing a lot of women is like, cool with it. Or at least say, but then again, it is one thing to say you're cool with it before
right.
you
and
actually
be
are
cool
in it
exactly.
and you don't know.
Yeah.
See, like me, I already know I got stipulations, rules, regulations.
Understood.
I would like to be the favorite. You know, I want to be the top dog if I'm going to do this. If we're going to do this, now unless.
But she got to play the background.
How do you just now, know unless, that you're going to be the favorite?
Now, unless if it's a situation where it's like I'm the one coming in, then I ain't tripping. But if it's like me and you, we together, and then you and we discuss it, we like, okay, we want to do an open relationship or whatever, and then you bringing a bitch in, I want to be the favorite. I feel like that's fair. I want to be the number one.
So
I want to be
you,
the top
if
dog.
If you there first, you want to be number one.
Yeah.
What if you there second?
That's what I just said. If I'm being brought in, then I'm okay with that.
Do you think you're gonna be able to steal the best the first spot because you slid in second?
I don't know.
That's what you.
But even
I'm not hoping for it or nothing.
Even
like,
being first, what are you doing to make sure that she's
I'm
not outdoing what you doing?
I'm not doing nothing.
Then
no
how
different
you
than
say
what I
the
do.
Favorite?
I mean, this is the thing, and I'm not even trying to be like braggadocious right now.
Do it.
But I've never failed in just being me. To be honest, like right. I've never had to, you know, bitches will do a lot
to work. Yeah.
And for those of you that may know me or may you know, be like, well, you ain't with that nigga. You ain't with that. I guarantee you.
Uh-oh.
He'll come back.
Most of these niggas.
Spinning the block.
Will spin that motherfucker. Like it ain't nowhere to park.
You ain't got to tell me.
All right.
Come man. On.
All right.
But that's all I'm saying.
Back to the fight.
Oh, damn. Oh, I forgot all about that.
God damn you, Blueface. You did it again.
I don't even know. I forgot we started
made it,
there.
Made itself back in the topic.
So the fight. Okay, so the fight. Okay, so then the fight happens. And the fight happens. That's cool, right? These niggas start really fighting in the ring. John Gotti and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather and John Gotti got into a fight. You can tell it was getting a little scuffish. The ref wanted to just call it. You can tell. But it looked like John Gotti's son or his son, grandson, baby son, the Gotti guy.
One of
he
them.
Decided, hey, now we still boxing. Mayweather looked like he threw his hands up, like, all right. And then he proceeded to start beating up on his man before everybody jumped
why
in the
you
ring.
On that?
He really did put hands
it
on
was
him.
Street.
That's sad because Mayweather looked like he turned into another person mm-hmm. or hit another
He forgot
level.
About the rules.
Yeah. No, it was more like, you know, I was in there just kind of getting a check.
Right.
But if you want to fight.
Right.
If you trying to
I'll
do
beat
that.
Your ass.
Honestly, truly.
I'll beat your ass.
I feel like
here.
Every fight that nigga show up to, he like, I'm just here. I'm just right. here so I don't get fined.
You know why I'm here.
He definitely there for the check. He ain't there
yeah,
for a fight at
like,
all.
Like, what are we talking about?
You said I got to do at least 12 rounds in here.
Okay.
All right. I can do 11 for yeah. sure. 12, I can give you 12.
This
how much?
Say 11 and a half.
He ain't going to hit me because yeah. I'm going to hit him.
But that nigga, I think the John Gotti and his people, I think they related to Jocelyn. They just crazy. They okay. just like, why y'all on that? It was just, I didn't personally see that Floyd and them, you know, instigated anything to yeah. cause them to try
with
to fight
other.
In the ring. Mm-hmm. And now somebody, one of John Gotti's female family members or something is mentioning Yaya and talking about you pregnant by you done had a baby by a nigga with 12 baby mama. It's messy. It's some shit I never seen in boxing. I want to say professional boxing, but it's Zeus.
Just about to say it's Zeus.
But it's Zeus.
How do you not it's catch Zeus. The last part? Like, you know what? What all this happened on? It's Zeus. Mm-hmm. The ghetto of the ghetto.
Man, the ghetto, the Jets.
The Jets.
Like, honestly. Hold on, and wait. You can get all of that content for $5.99. Zeus ain't paying me.
Hey, y'all need to.
Zeus ain't paying us, but I'll tell you what. Zeus. If you like some mess, you need a Zeus subscription.
Hey, Zeus, if you want to watch us turn up, send us a check.
Zeus, send us a check. We will watch all y'all shit. We will react to all of it. All of everything. It. For real.
Live streams.
I'm
going
to tag y'all in this. Honestly, when I'm done.
We will literally stream and watch it live for y'all. For real. And I really hope y'all hear this. I'm really going to email this to somebody. For real. I'm really going to email.
After
but
we
whatever I got to say, just make sure y'all don't let Jocelyn hear it because I got something for her ass. And she not going to be chasing me around the backstage.
she way too muscular to be chasing people down.
That girl was running.
You can tell Jocelyn, you know, this sucks. As a man, you can witness. You can tell a woman go through some rough stuff. But boy, you could tell she can beat. She'll fight her ass off, boy. She'll fight you until you tired.
And she got that cocaine strength.
Oh man, yeah, she definitely that mugshot, Shanae.
She looked crazy
in
that mugshot.
She looked a little rough.
Them eyes.
She
was
went
red.
Crazy.
They was cocked.
She lips was dry.
She was hitting
a lot. Going on.
She was hitting everybody.
It was a lot.
Them lips was dry.
Somebody said she had a cocaine dingleberry hanging out her nose in her mugshot.
Now I gotta go.
I don't know why they on that. I don't know why they on that.
Probably ain't wrong.
They done zoomed in. Because I didn't see it off the rip, but it was a little something there. It could have just been a little piece of dry skin, maybe.
Hey, them lips was cracking.
Listen,
you could tell she needed some water so bad.
While the actual boxing match was very much cracking, let me tell y'all, that shit didn't have nothing on what was going on backstage.
Backstage looked
that
like
shit
the
was
WWE.
Crazy.
Jocelyn, what? I don't
she
know her middle
15
name.
15 people.
She was hitting everybody.
Jocelyn, Chanelica, Betancourt, Hernandez. I know they said that ain't her real name, but her, you see it?
Yeah.
Jocelyn,
it's a real booger in there. Oh,
have y'all man. Ever? Y'all probably ain't never watched Jocelyn's Cabaret.
I did not
okay. either.
Jocelyn's Cabaret was one of the like first like shows on Zeus, right? Mm-hmm. Jocelyn's Cabaret, I think, had 3 seasons.
Damn,
3 maybe 4 seasons.
So she
I think
really shouldn't be performing at this concert.
Listen,
she must be contractually obligated.
This was a good show though. So it was a good show. And it's Zeus. So again, it's mess, but it's like
Zeus. Your ad can go right here.
Listen to me. You get to they cuss for real. Ain't no bleeps. Yeah. You get to see titties for real. How much for real? Pussy for real.
How much is Zeus?
$5.99.
It's a mess. Nah, she right. She right.
Nigga.
It almost too good to be true. Like, damn, I got $5.99.
Right. I got $5.99.
I don't watch it every day.
I can budget.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to watch Zeus at least 5 times in the month.
But when I see
for
them,
my $5.99, right?
Them movies.
Oh, man.
No, does Zeus, I don't think Zeus do the movies. You think it's Tubi.
Yeah,
Tubi.
Nah,
and Tubi free,
girl.
Of. Tubi free. So you watch Tubi free. But Zeus.
The movies on Tubi, boy.
I'll be like, take my money, Zeus. I haven't renewed my Zeus subscription since Jocelyn's Cabaret was canceled or whatever.
And so you missed. That's why you missed the damn fight.
But listen, it is. But I probably would.
It is.
Listen. So Jocelyn, the first season of the show was cool. I started watching the second season of the show. I was like, oh my God, this is cracking. Like, this is lit. Like,
was they just fighting?
No, I mean, it was like some fighting and stuff, but they was trying to be. So Jocelyn's like, listen, you know, I came from the strip club. I'm trying to get these bitches out the strip club. We trying to have a cabaret. You know what a cabaret
right.
is.
Yeah.
It's sexy dancing, but it ain't necessarily you taking your clothes off
right.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all what. Them bitches was stripping. 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 Not tripping. Stripping. They was tripping too. But it wasn't no cabaret. I mean, it was a cabaret still, but they was still. I'm like. This is you just Jocelyn's strip club is what this is.
I mean, that's what she wanted
it was
in the first
cool.
place.
It was cool to me. Y'all know I like titties. I would like to see it. Thank you, Jocelyn. So the show's going crazy, you know. every season is more and more girls trying out, trying to be on the show because it's more and more popular. Hey, Jocelyn was, that last season, Jocelyn was tripping. Like, some people just cannot have
power.
Power.
Okay.
So, with this show,
she seemed like that type that's going to spaz.
Yeah, she's tripping. Her show idea, you know what I'm saying? She on the network. She's probably one of the bigger stars of the network at this time. Yeah.
Right.
You bitches is here for me.
I smell myself.
You bitches came here for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then you got your nigga on the show. He gassing you up. Mm. Yeah, baby, you the star. Baby, you did it. What's his name?
I don't remember.
I forgot.
Shane with Stevie?
Hell no. Stevie with Faith Evans.
Not no more?
They all off right. and on. They
we
off and
on.
The anyway.
Again. So, no, it's so fast. It just happens so quick here.
So Jocelyn, to the point where she's like throwing shit and beating the bitches up on the show. She,
now it's me to be a star. Again.
It was one. This is the season. The last season was the season where the girl said she had the abortion with the twins.
Oh,
and
man,
the girl was like,
homicide.
Double homicide. Double homicide is the one that got beat up. The one that said that.
At the fight?
She, yeah. Big Lex. She the one that got beat up. That Jocelyn beat up at the fight. So... So the girl that said she had the abortion and stuff, they had a practice or something. The girl coughed. Jocelyn like, who you coughing at, hoe? It just get crazy. Like, bitch, I got allergies. I got allergies. I don't know. So all it just got crazy like that. Jocelyn just tripping. She throwing apples at bitches. And she talking to them like she they mama. I'm in this motherfucker. Like, if I was on this show, I gotta go. She gotta go where
like
I gotta go.
Like you my mama and throwing apples.
You throwing shit. You bucking up to me. You in my it's face. Like, I feel like I'm on punishment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a grown woman like you a grown woman. I get it. You're the reason why I'm here. This
but
is a
she
nice
got hands, so how do you address that?
I just pack in the middle of the night and go home. That's what the white, it was a white girl on there. She did that shit. She was like, nope.
She packed in the middle of the night.
But that's the thing, too. So not only am I hearing Jocelyn beating bitches up and got hands, all you bitches, everybody fighting. Mm-hmm.
They bought the pick of the litter of the boxers.
Nigga, that's who should have been in the ring.
Got you.
Yeah. It was just, yeah. So that was Jocelyn's show, and it was good. It was really good. But then the last straw was at the reunion, Jocelyn and her nigga was beating bitches up.
Oh,
it was bad.
Oh, so, I've seen that.
Yeah, so they was just going to sue them. Like, they had did, like, a group, like, a class. Well, I guess not a class action. Ain't enough of them for that. But it was, like, they all had, like, all the girls had the same lawyer. They suing. It was crazy. All so right. That's why Jocelyn ain't got no show no more.
Yeah, she, obviously, the
they
power.
Like, bitch, you're a liability. They suing now? No.
Zeus got to go wilder.
Zeus like, you want us to have to charge these niggas $10.99?
But if you do want to fight on Zeus, Jocelyn, I got the perfect event for you. The boxing match.
But probably next time be in the ring. Because Zeus did have, they had a boxing match. They had Tommy versus Natalie Nunn. Yeah. They've had like celebrity ones. So she could have did that.
Hey, if y'all want to fight Jocelyn, contact us. We're going to contact Zeus because they
don't
they
contact me.
Us.
I don't want nothing to do
Zeus,
with Jocelyn.
Zeus
she's
fuck
crazy.
With us. So what we're going to do is we're going to give the word to Zeus.
Not
so
Zeus
that
fuck
you
with
fight
us.
If y'all want any other celebrities to fight other than Jocelyn, y'all contact us because I don't want nothing to do. That Jocelyn was about to kill that girl.
Yeah. She was so cute before
she had
happened.
That girl in her head like I think.
It's fucked up when you see a woman with man strength.
Dog,
like,
that's
nah,
that coke.
And when she was hitting the security guard,
she
I'm
was
like,
smacking
I feel
the
for
shit
him.
Out of him.
Hey, the security guard was very brave and bold to stand up.
He
to
looked
that
like
and,
he was finna cry.
Yeah, he didn't swing back. I give him his respect for that. He didn't even hem her up.
No,
as he could have, because he's way bigger. But he just let her go
as he should have.
He could see that coke in her eyes. Mm-hmm.
And I think her nigga be doing that shit too. Because why you ain't the one to like
keep
be restraining her?
The poor baby. Where is her kid?
She will beat a man up.
Let it be your man.
That's true. All right. Never mind. You right.
Because then if another man that works here that's
knock
trying
her ass the fuck
yeah,
out,
then what? Now out. Now what?
But she
now you finna get up and beat my ass because I don't let him hit you. It's a whole thing now.
But she and you letting her be irate. Now she gotta
be. Because you he be enabling her. Mm-hmm. He be enabling her.
Jocelyn
was in
shit.
That. She was in that clip hitting everybody. She was hitting everybody.
Yeah, literally.
Mean, like, you're not even fighting the person that you're fighting anymore.
Somebody just walked by.
The rage in her eyes said, I'm just going to hit everybody. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
At that point, we should have just all escaped with that one girl that was trying to save her
that
life.
Was running.
Yeah, she ran. She ran out the garage. There. This why I said, looked like WWE. She was like, oh, we're going to next week's show. Oh. Like, it was over.
Johnson scared me. I ain't gonna hold you. They done arrested that girl. They said her bond is $0. I think that means
they gonna keep her.
I think that means I ain't been to jail a whole bunch of times, but I think that means she not going nowhere.
You gonna see a lawyer for you.
She's tripping.
Hey, you gonna see the judge and your lawyer before you leave, but you not leaving.
Y'all bet Jocelyn, baby. Go to really rehab or something.
Hey, free Jocelyn.
$0.
Please. No, Jocelyn, let her get some withdrawals. Let her. She need to sweat that shit out first before y'all let her go.
You said she need 2 weeks?
I swear to God, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, she just was on something talking about, this is my first performance I've ever done sober, y'all. Yeah. I'm just so proud of me.
Everybody she was like, crying, oh my God, and everything.
Yeah, everybody's so proud of her. Do you go to these people event? And beat this girl up like this and beat everybody up.
Everybody
up. Mm-mm-mm. I still gotta watch the fight with Amber Rose because I need to see how that.
They didn't. I watched the episode. They didn't show it.
All right. No. So they said they weren't gonna show. I heard this on another podcast. They said they weren't gonna show it because it was a school.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to tarnish the reputation of the actual school.
Yeah,
which
they didn't
I understand.
Show it. I watched it today.
But see, then that's not fair because then Amber says she won. Johnson says she won.
Now we know.
What happened?
Now we know.
Johnson beat Amber.
Exactly.
Come on, man. You know why that ain't getting aired.
Then it get even more messy. This motherfucker Tommy. Cause I think Tommy and Jocelyn got beef from when they was both on Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
Somebody said, Jocelyn do all that beating all them other bitches up, but when it's time to fight Tommy, she wanna keep extending that restraining order. I'm like, damn.
If we have any male listeners, thank you for staying with us.
They here? They know what's up. They probably know. They probably follow all these hoes. Well,
yeah. All right.
Not calling y'all hoes because y'all be listening.
And y'all be boxing.
I'm sorry, Jocelyn. Jocelyn will fuck me up. I'm not even about to play with her.
She looks strong.
Thank you.
Hello.
I would grab her because I couldn't grab you because she would beat both of us at that point. I got to make sure she feels restrained.
I'm just be like, I'm sorry. I'm just going straight into
fucking
fetal
like
position.
The other girl.
Yeah, she not finna kick my wig off. I'm not fucking playing with
oh
her.
Oh my God, that girl probably was so cute before she.
My wig's not even a wig. I'm about to go to her Instagram and see. Okay. So yeah, that was a good. Woo.
Speaking on mess, Shawnee, what other type of mess we got going on?
What other type? Ooh. Y'all, what is going on in sports? Y'all is a, you, now I see why you niggas be watching sports. This shit is messy. Y'all is messy. You ever heard the saying that say men really messier than women?
Yes.
This is
it's
it.
A fact.
This is it. I should have been watching sports. It's I should have been.
All this
been.
Still has a common factor though. There are women involved in all of this.
Okay. So all it's right. Our fault.
No, it's both. It's like both of ours.
No, we just gonna keep it at your house. Let's get into Zion.
Shout out to Zion Williamson at Zion Williamson.
At Zion.
Y'all.
Hey. You gotta use his at sign when you say his name.
Zion. Let me talk to you for a second. Okay, I don't. They don't have her outfit then yet. What she had on?
Okay,
good.
But it's her. This what she looked like though. It's the girl Jocelyn beat up.
This girl, because her hair probably looked nice, but it didn't after Jocelyn got.
So listen, Zion Williams or is Williamson?
Williamson.
Williamson.
Yeah.
Williamson.
Boy,
you is listen. This is why this right here. I know he in the league, but this is why it's shit like this going on. Why they don't want to give these college players no money? Yeah. Y'all are fucking tripping.
This is exactly why you motherfuckers can't get no early money.
Because you niggas is tripping. This nigga Zion been paying for pussy all up and down the United States of a fucking America.
Hey, he is goated.
What is wrong with him?
Hey, so my man is 22. He got in the league, I believe, at 18 or 19. Obviously, since he got in the league, he's been funding porn stars and strippers. Like he can keep a budget, right?
He got
so
one, so
just this last week, he ran into an issue. He had to display his baby because he had a baby shower. His girlfriend, or let's just say baby mother.
We
don't know who she is.
We
don't
know if they together
outside of the baby.
Enough for him to be posting it.
His baby mother actually posted the YouTube video of the baby reveal. The whole, I don't even know if it was a whole ceremony. Neither here or there. That was just small details of what happened. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening is one of Zion's many women spotted this video and decided to out him on
the
Twitter.
The most illiterate one.
And
the,
that's
the
probably why he pays, thinking that they won't say nothing. That's why he pays for it.
I think he pays because then you can get the pick that you want.
I think he paying because then he gonna get to fuck.
You get the pick. Yeah.
I don't think it's he paying for secrecy because he's talking to the... Okay, now I will say this now. Mariah, I was about to say, he talking to her like, it ain't no big deal. It ain't no problem. Listen, Mariah, if a nigga talk to you exclusively on Snapchat, no, he is not your nigga. I didn't see one
text
regular
text threads.
I didn't see no text that, was it after they was already beefing?
It was after that.
All of the lovey-dovey shit and all of that,
most
them
of that
was all on Snap.
I got money.
Yeah, them was snaps. Them was snaps. You know, if a nigga trying to, no.
Can I talk to the fellas for a second?
Go ahead.
Hey, fellas.
Talk to Zion specifically. He needs Zion. It sound like he need a dad.
Future athletes, kids that want to be athletes, kids that just want to go to school. Hey, do not think just because you're hitting her on Snapchat that it's not being seen by multiple people or screenshotted. Two devices, an iPad and a cell phone, can make a screenshot that you would never witness. Ain't no way in hell this boy is hitting this woman in this context on any device. Even Snapchat. Why this shit ain't in vanish mode? Why you literally contacting this girl, talking about paying and pulling up? Even if you got multiple women or Sheila only woman, you Zion.
Girl,
where
talk
your
to me on the phone.
At?
Yeah, we need to be talking on the phone. I don't need no receipts. Thank
None.
You. So,
matter of fact, I'm gonna hit you from this line, and then from this line, I'm gonna tell you, hey, I'm gonna call you, and then I'm gonna tell you where to be at, and that's gonna be it. It's gonna be so small in my new conversation that you look like you when they're trying to make love.
He not
messages.
Doing that. That's what I'm saying. That's why she acting like this.
But
she thought it was gonna be more.
I'm not mad at Zion per se. Because the boy only 22. At 22, I was sending risky text messages too.
But I'll you was honest. Poor.
I was real poor.
You was poor.
But I was getting my shit off.
This nigga got money. I don't got to do all
but
that playing
that don't
with you,
mean
girl.
He not 22 at the mind. Like, he really young. I want to shame him,
and
but
some
he
people-
really... He really unshameable. He 22 with $200 million.
I don't think he should be ashamed at all. The only person that should be, the only one that should be embarrassed is her.
Yeah, she
Mariah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Now she fucked up her bag.
Ain't no way he should even be embarrassed. He should be able to stand up and do what he want to do. And the NBA shouldn't make him feel bad or worse.
No, they better get out of his business.
Yeah,
because the truth of the matter is, he doing what everybody else doing. Without shaming anybody. He just got caught. He got caught with the wrong one. Mm-hmm. The one that decided, all right, I don't like the position you put me in.
Right.
And nobody
knew
the position.
Now she ain't got no position.
Nobody knew the position she was put in. She put us all in this business.
I would have just sat there and ate my food. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't going to say I wouldn't have gave the nigga some grief if I didn't know nothing about it or he was. But I would never have made this shit public. Shana, this would have never been a thing.
She was talking big money he was spending. If you feel like, you missed out on your blessing because she got pregnant first. And this is, in no way am I condoning this. Let's start here. I'm not condoning anything she's doing because she's 32, 31 years old, messing with a 22-year-old. First of all, that seems like grooming if you've been there since 2019. That means he was 18, 19, 20 years old. You were easily 29 or 30 into that time frame. You knew what you were doing when you seen that young first round draft pick.
Yeah, for sure.
Step into your
DMs.
And
you could have been pregnant.
And that was what I was about to say. If you sitting around complaining about this woman being pregnant, all you had to do was shut the hell up and sit still for another 6 months and ended up pregnant too. But you're too stupid. You're too stupid trying to believe that you had a meal ticket on a man that was paying you. You want to treat him as if he your boyfriend and you his girlfriend. But everything we've read that you showed us was transactional.
It's not giving girlfriend to me.
It was transactional.
And now she has nothing.
Now you have nothing. Now he not giving you no money. He even tried to give her some money to shut up, I think, didn't
some
he?
Some of us that know that you don't even like black men in that capacity.
But how you know her, Chris?
Huh? I'm saying what I seen on the internet.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. You did a little research?
I mean, we needed to for the pod. Okay. All right, man. Hey, don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
I'm of age.
I'm just asking questions.
But Shanae, seriously, how you gonna blow that bag like that?
She's stupid.
She's stupid. She's her feelings.
She confused or are an hour. She's stupid.
Boy, he must have hit the bottom of that motherfucker. Cause this is when you can confuse them like this and have their mind fucked up like this. You, it's either money or she fell in love with you. And how this porn star probably gonna fall both. In love with this?
I don't think she's in love at all. I think she is. What I just said, if it's going to be multiple women, I want to be the favorite. That's where she at. That's the problem. And she feel like it ain't no way for her to be the favorite if she got the baby. When little do you know, niggas hate their baby mamas.
Them messages definitely said she wanted to be the favorite.
She wanted to be the favorite. And you could have just sat back and just chilled. Now you're definitely not the favorite. Now you're nobody.
Exactly. Pack her dusty ass up for this. Because this is dusty. On all levels, this was dusty.
She was a favorite because she was quiet. Now?
She probably wasn't even a favorite, but he let her think she was. That's all she needed. That's
at a 22-year-old with $200 million, all y'all my favorite. All y'all my favorite. And I'm going to make y'all feel like, because I'm gonna spend a little bit.
Matter of fact, the one I got to get the least amount of money is my favorite.
I'm going to lie to you and tell you I'm moving you in the city. Even if I do move you in the city, I'm going to make it available for me. But that don't mean just because I moved you over here, I didn't move her over there.
Mm-hmm. So, she said, he treated me like a sex doll. You look like one.
Baby, everything literally on you blow fake. Up. Your eyes ain't even yours.
That was the whole point of the situation.
Her booty too big.
She look nasty.
She can't wipe good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It ain't no way.
I'm with you. Ladies, men will love you for less. Mm. You ain't got to do all that to your body. And I mean, I looked at it like this. Maybe she made a business decision and made her body that way for the occupation she was in. Mm-hmm. But guess what?
She made it yuck. Too big. It's too big. It's too yuck. Big. It's too big.
But we don't shame women here on my behalf. So,
I'm shaming her, dumb ass. She's stupid.
Okay. Well, see, you a woman. You could do that.
I can do that.
I got to play it neutral. I just think she's a bald head scallywag that shouldn't have did my mans like that because he was young. Mm.
She
manipulated my mans.
I don't think it was manipulation.
All right
now.
Nah, he knew what he wanted.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I know what I want.
And she really needs to chill, and she needs to leave Zion baby mama out of all that. Because you remember what I was just talking about, Jocelyn? Yeah. Zion baby mama got them hands. I seen it.
I was about to say, how you know?
They talking about on Twitter. Clip.
Wow,
they
wow.
had a video of Zion baby mama beating peeling the motherfucking cat back blue off of bitch. Hey, I was like, damn.
Danielle. She got hands just like Jocelyn.
That's who I want to see fight.
Jocelyn from New York?
Jocelyn, I think she's from Miami.
Oh man, I think the other chick, I think his baby mama was from New York. They was like somewhere it looked like Philly or New York.
They was in New York. I want to see Zion baby mama and Jocelyn fight after Zion baby mama have the baby, of course.
Ooh-wee.
But she played it cool. She played it just the right way. She barely said anything about it. She just was like, even if you didn't though, like it's just
What is it to
say? Way that you do things, you know?
Yeah. And like I look at it as old girl is catching her last wave of men that she can manipulate, work into helping fund her life. It's hard to let him slide at 32. It's like, I'd put a lot of work in for you.
Well, you should have been saving.
You should have been saving.
And honestly and truly, if you would have just shut the fuck up, he would have had that baby still been fucking on your big booty ass.
He would have called you.
Yeah.
You would have just waited your time.
That's it. Especially if she would have just kept her anger in house. Like, if she just been like, damn, you just gonna play me like that? Like, just him and her talking.
He would have paid a lot.
He would have been like, I'm sorry. You know, he would have made it up. Yeah. He would have made it up. She took it too far.
I want to make sure I get this right. Zion did do something solid for the community in the midst of all this chaos.
Oh, he a philanthropist.
Now.
He is, man. He spent that $250,000 in a
he better
day.
Be. He done spent that $250,000 on pussy by now. He sure better put some goddamn homeless people in the hotel for a little while.
Oh, man. He gave it to the kids at the school. Okay. He donated $250,000. I don't know the exact thing, but I do want to say that that's very honorable of that man. Mm-hmm. So Zion has partnered with Jefferson Parish School for Summer Bridge Program, which will provide students with additional opportunities for accelerated learning and growth. See, mm-hmm. that's directly from the Pelican. See?
That's good.
Solid man. He a nasty man, but he a solid man.
It's a lot of niggas doing charity.
I don't mean to keep going back to this, but I just keep thinking about it. If I had to like pick one superpower, I wish I could fight like Jocelyn.
Oh my gosh.
Like for real.
Who are you fighting?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoever I gotta fight. I wanna be invisible too.
I think I might pick teleportation over invisible.
Nah, I'm taking invisible.
Cause I can't.
Maybe. But I guess if you invisible, you can sneak on a plane. Yeah.
In the bank.
We just gonna get breaded up real quick. That's it.
But if you in the bank, even if I'm invisible, you still gotta get in the thing.
Yeah,
as soon as it open,
just teleport me in there. Bloop, teleport me out with my money. Blop.
That's true. Okay. Because if you're invisible, the money ain't. So how the fuck you walking around?
Come on,
the money floating.
That's what I fucking said. They finna shoot your ass in invisible hands. <Damn. laughs> we got a ghost bank right.
That's so true. I always said invisible, but yeah, you're right.
Not Shanae using her noggin. Right. All right, man. I'm with Shanae.
All you gotta do to teleport in there to get it is put a poo shiesty on. You go in there and steal that shit.
Give me the blue.
And you could be back in, go to Bali with it. I'm out of here. Hey.
Damn, you said go down there with Russell.
What was the name of that movie?
They gonna be like, where were you when the money was stolen, nigga, in Thailand? Fuck wrong with you.
Hey, prayers up for Zion Williamson.
Well, I'll be praying.
Not prayers.
Prayers up, man.
That nigga finna have a beautiful little baby girl.
Prayers up.
I'm trying to find a baby mama.
That woman was going for almost 5 or 6 days now, Shanae.
Yeah, good luck. I only seen the baby mama because Mariah tweeted about her, and she's still been tweeting, so I don't know if you're going to see her.
Yeah, she's 5 or 6 days straight, so you got to really do some digging.
I'll look for it after we get done recording. I think Chris might have sent me something on there. So I'll look after we get done recording. But
free Jocelyn, too.
No.
I'm not about to give no. I got nothing to say about that.
All right.
Do what y'all going to do. Hey.
She be listening. Guys. You said she might need a few days.
Jocelyn will fuck me up, bro. I'm not doing that.
Come on, Shanae. What else
I'm scared of her. I'm scared.
They're not letting her out. It's pending trial.
Okay. I wanted to talk to y'all about The Idol, but none of y'all have been watching it. So I will wait until next week to talk about this because watching it, he coming.
Okay, cool.
So I'll wait till next week to talk about it. All right. It's just that new show, The Weeknd show. It's horrible. I'm not going to say nothing more than that. It's terrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It did just drop, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's terrible? All right, nope. You might got me.
Nigga got me hate watching it. Yeah, we definitely hate watching. Have you ever hate watched the show?
Yeah, for sure. What show? Why am I watching this? No, I've did movies.
Well, either or. Which one? What you done hate watched?
Fucking House Party. The new House Party.
Oh, God.
The whole thing, I was like, why am I watching this? And that it was a movie on HBO Max with Regina King and the dude from This Is Us.
Oh, the Honk If You Love Jesus.
Girl, that shit was so dumb.
I didn't watch that.
It was so dumb.
I was disappointed that I kept hearing it was dumb, so I just didn't watch it because I really wanted to see it.
Maybe I'll hate watch that too.
Yeah, it's a good hate watch. The second
I won't watch that.
That was awful.
Don't. The second episode of Idol was better than the first one. I will say that. So
how many episodes so far?
Two.
Okay. Two. I might wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have that to look forward to. We'll talk about that next week, y'all. All
right, cool.
Passe Jack, for all of my kids that grandma's raised them or you have to be with her all the time, Wheel of Fortune man is retiring.
I see that.
It's time for him to pack it up.
After 41 years,
He
look good.
He does.
He don't work that hard.
Okay, but it don't take much for a Caucasian to look bad.
Okay.
Especially that old. He been on TV 41 years.
Yeah, he look good.
He look good.
Shanae, I got a question for you. How you feel about Khalees and Bill Murray being a thing.
Where the bag at, nigga? Where the bag at? Where the bag at, nigga?
He's 72 years old.
Khalees done told us enough of her money troubles. She better do her fucking thing.
I said that for him, that they said that for him $3 million. I said, yeah, you got to spend a little more money to take care of that thing. I
seen she seemed off to me, too.
Like, I seen that. I said, City Girls up.
Yeah, up, way up.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, though.
That's legacy money. Man,
listen, I see a lot wrong with it, but I'm not a hater, so get that paper. See, I don't do it the opposite way. I'm okay. 22 to 32, you out of bounds, woman.
Oh, wow.
72 to 43, hey, Khalees, y'all both grown.
Everybody done lives that life.
Y'all both grown.
Right.
Everybody
I know what you could do for him that'll make him be like, you know, I come spend a few weekends over here.
She about to fake it till she make it.
Yeah. She gonna make sure he ate good. He gonna be out working the plants and stuff, doing busy work throughout the day. I get why
she gonna be like, come in the house, baby. Let's watch a Ghostbusters.
Yeah. All she gonna do, and at that age, all she gotta do is fidget with it. She ain't gonna get too much.
Flick it a little
bit. Maybe not even kiss it. Maybe just rub on a little bit. Get him excited. Yeah.
As they watch Ghostbusters. You
know his, why you keep... He's funny, though. He might...
Hey. You know his heart be pumping, but you he can't get funny. Him too excited. He's 73 years old.
Hey, that up. Ain't that goddamn old.
Fuck around.
I think that's what it is. He is funny.
He is
funny.
Yeah.
Humor take you a lot. And Khalees is weird.
I'm a sucker for funny.
And Khalees is weird.
She
that man,
is.
That man look like.
In a good way. Not you
That
know.
Is a bad photo. He might.
She be listening.
Yeah, he probably look less pale in real life. I got what you're saying. You right. I get you.
It's probably not as bad as
she don't give a shit.
That is disgusting.
That is, women always talk about a sugar daddy that they ain't got to give no sugar to.
Mm-hmm.
That is
perfect
a,
example.
That is a good example, perfect but he also example. Is an example where I might be like,
You might still just give him a little bit.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Now, if it was like, let me think, who is a sugar daddy that I would not get no sugar sugar to? They got money though.
Forrest Whitaker.
I would fuck Forrest Whitaker. I would not. I can't.
I would fuck Forrest Whitaker.
I would fuck Forrest Whitaker.
I can't. Nope.
Other than Forrest Whitaker's eye, he's not an unhandsome man.
I can't.
Oh,
nope.
Okay. It's just the eye.
It's not. It's
yes,
his
it
whole
is.
Face.
So Daniel, so not Forrest Whitaker. Who?
Bro, you've got Forrest Whitaker.
I can't
up.
Do Forrest Whitaker.
Give me one.
I draw the line at Forrest. Let me think.
You. That's where you draw the line. There ain't nothing wrong with this nigga but his eye. This is crazy.
Like even listening to his voice, I can't.
I can't really picture what his voice sound like.
We got to play Godfather Harlem for you.
Who else?
I don't know. I'm really trying to think of Donald Trump? No. Never.
I might.
Oh, man. Speaking of a sugar daddy, I want to get some sugar, too. I've just seen George Clooney fine ass.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. He ain't right there. That was David Letterman.
Robert De Niro?
Would you let David Letterman smash?
Yeah.
With the beard?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah. With the beard?
Yes.
With the beard.
Stop playing with me.
That
the beard.
Yeah,
the beard be...
He all slim and trim.
Yeah. David Letterman?
All right, this is getting disgusting.
You asked.
What else? I did. I'm sorry I did.
You know, the beard has to do with the best, yeah. I like a nigga with a check.
Oh, my God. They definitely got the check, though.
Come on, that's what I'm seeing.
Shout out to Bill Murray and Khalees, man. Make happy family. Make it love and last. Hey, make sure that
as long
man
as they
fed.
Can.
You know she probably making sure he ate by 6:30. He good.
And she better not get in there feeding him no neck bones and all that shit because he not used
no,
to all
I think
that.
She eats healthy.
Yeah, no,
she
no,
might. I hope
she,
so.
I think she
yeah.
Like I said, she has a form. Like,
yeah,
that's
she
why
got a
she
whole
spent
farm.
All that money.
Okay, you think they don't got oxtails and shit on the farm?
Yeah, I don't think she cooking
oxtails. She seemed crazy she as might. Hell to me.
She seemed a little off, but I mean, you know.
She done been through a lot. I give her a pass.
Yeah.
I give her a pass. Just one very quick thing. Lil Boosie, please stop going to people's trials. Why are you there?
Shout out to Boosie for supporting the community.
Why are you at YNW Melly's murder trial? Double murder trial. Why are you dressed up
sometimes
like it's
you
Easter?
You don't have nobody to support you.
If Boosie is... Never mind. Y'all know how I feel
Boosie
about Boosie.
Boosie is a good support system.
I love Boosie.
For who?
For
prostitutes?
For people that don't have support. At
That's
the
not
house.
True. Oh, at the courthouse.
Yeah.
For YNW Melly.
Yeah, he might not have nobody show up.
Man, listen.
He killed his friends.
If the only if the only motherfucker that's gonna show up is Boosie, just tell him to lock me up.
Hey Boosie, yeah. If I ever go through something, I'm gonna have my people contact your people, man. Pull up.
Who is the people? It better your people. It better be TT because Shanae ain't calling Boosie.
I'm calling. I'm gonna ask Shanae.
I'm not calling him. I'm telling you right here, right now, I'm not gonna call him. So all right,
I got more friends than Shanae, so
okay.
Maybe somebody else love me enough to give me some real support. That's why you need Boosie, because Shanae ain't supporting.
All right, this nigga, you trying to go to jail. You want Boosie at your shit. YNW Belly he probably start hanging his head. He seen Boosie walk through the door like, nigga, I got enough going
like
on.
He, like he the Reaper. Like, I know I'm going to jail.
Always saying the
definitely
wrong thing.
Definitely going to jail.
Not Boosie is the Reaper, the jail Reaper.
The jail Reaper, like, oh, I know you guilty. You fuck with this nigga? You guilty as hell.
He did his time. I know you going.
And YFN Lucci, stupid ass, didn't take his plea deal.
Yeah. All right, YFN Lucci. Fight the case. Everybody know the story. Hopefully you got a better story to tell. Hopefully.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say prayers to that man, but I don't know if he really did that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know either.
I mean, God.
You got to talk about no rumors, but they don't look good from the stories we've been told.
God, you know. You know what you need to do. I don't know.
Handle it.
God, you got it. Shoot, that's all I got for it.
I'm with you, Shanae. I don't know what to say about that one.
I have no fucking idea. Good,
I don't even know if it's good luck. Because I don't know if you did it or not.
I don't know if it's good luck to you or the prosecutor. I don't know who I need to be wishing luck.
Man, listen.
let your will be done, God. Mm. I don't know. That's all I got for it.
Did you hear about Donald?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, lock that nigga up. He on the look. Trump. Lock that nigga up.
Hey, we not a political podcast, but Donald Trump about to go ahead and go to jail.
Whatever they say he did, he did that shit.
He did that shit.
He did that shit.
They gave him, what, 37 counts?
And I know y'all been really acting like y'all really hating. We ain't a political, again, we're not a political podcast. I know y'all doing a whole lot of hating on Joe Biden. Let that nigga come on in and do his last little four.
Come on.
I need my debt canceled.
For real.
And he's really going hard for this.
Hey, actually, we've already got our student loan canceled.
Who? I thought it was just on hold. Yeah, it's on hold. I did hear that some people went through before they.
Yeah, that motherfucker gone.
It ain't mine. Mine ain't gone.
Yay. So, shout out to my family.
They sent me a letter and was like, well, you know.
You qualify.
You qualify. But niggas is hating. So I'm just waiting.
It's on the table.
I'm just waiting. You know, I'm just being patient, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all can hate that man so much.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
Like I said, Trump looked like he about to have to cut and do some real time. They said them boxes was in the bathroom, Shanae. They got pictures of them boxes in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he going down.
That
yeah,
nigga sitting down. On the toilet looking at the...
I was
sick of him.
It was at Mar-a-Lago, so I'm over here tripping like, dog, you telling me it's in a public bathroom? Like, if I got to go take a shit, I go see. Oh, why I'm in here? What's in these boxes?
Crazy.
My legs okay. Don't went numb reading Top Secret.
Pause. Danielle, Brian Busby.
You going to let Brian Busby
over
smack?
Over Forest Whitaker, yeah.
Over Forrest, bye yeah. Danielle.
They
give me him.
Got the same eyes.
This nigga got this. Forrest Whitaker got more money and he more handsome.
Okay, money wise, yes. I'm talking about look wise.
Danielle, I can't wait to pull up a picture of Forrest Whitaker when this is done.
Listen,
you got him fucked up.
No, I can't.
A nigga got one little lazy eye.
All I think
he's
of
clean
the,
as hell in
the last,
all right, man, we
last king of Scotland.
I don't care. Have you ever?
See, you thinking about movie Forrest Whitaker, yeah. Not player ass Forrest Whitaker out at motherfucker Ocean Prime.
That's
with
what
you.
I'm saying.
looking OG at the table with a suit on.
Yeah, looking like he winking at you, but he just blinking.
Yeah, hey.
I guess y'all not right. Yeah, I guess y'all right. He ain't that bad.
He not
pictures.
That bad.
When he's cleaned up.
When do you be seeing him and he not cleaned up?
Man, he always in a suit.
Do you be watching slave movies or something?
Yeah.
She said,
what slave movie
last
was Forrest Whitaker?
The Last King. Yeah.
What was that? When they was in Africa?
He was a king though, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But he was fucked up.
So if you was fucking Forrest Whitaker, okay, never mind. Not
yeah,
Forrest
I would.
Whitaker.
I would.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you done called.
And he got his glasses on, so his eye right.
With his glasses.
So his eye right.
Yeah, this ain't bad.
That's what I was trying to tell
he
you.
Keep his glasses on.
Okay, now walk it back. Give me a public apology.
I apologize. I apologize. You're
now
right.
Look at Brian Busby.
It's a mess.
Please stop fucking playing with me.
Buzzers, man. Turn this shit off. Don't do Brian Busby.
And
like
he looks short.
Shout out to Brian Busby.
And you know Forrest Whitaker tall.
I've been on TV my whole life, man.
And that hairline. And he gay. Who's the one that's what? Got
it? Don't be starting no rumors. Hey,
this is a Kansas City podcast. No. We are not.
It's one
Brian
of
Busby,
them.
We don't know what you got going on, but just know we respect your craft.
Somebody gay now.
Dude, that is a
I think
nice,
it's Brian.
It's not Brian, bro.
It is. Might not
be. Brian got bitches.
And if he is,
no, I think
he's
married. Let me look at his ring.
It is Happy Pride.
Oh, yeah. We ain't even discussed that. It is Pride Month. Shout out to me. But I think I'm the only one. No, I don't know what Danielle got going on. y'all know I fuck around in the lady pond. I don't know what Danielle, she like them burrows, so she might as well be straight.
Wow. That's categorizing.
You sound far away now.
Well, Chris did it.
Pull it in, so you...
He adjusted.
Yeah. Yeah, she crazy.
Okay. Okay.
Brian Busby.
I'm looking it up.
I don't want to keep y'all too long because it is already late. So listen.
Oh, man.
We definitely. Yeah.
But I feel like we got a lot of good shit in, though, still, even with it, you know. I don't feel rushed. Do y'all feel rushed?
Y'all, guess who I'm thinking? Guess who I was thinking about? Al Roker.
That's who you thought?
Oh, man.
Al Roker gay?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one we
yes.
can agree on.
Al Roker not gay.
Yes, he is.
Stop playing.
Yes. Yes.
I can agree with Al Roker being gay.
He one of the, it's either Brian Busby.
See, that's what I'm saying. She,
it's Al
it's either
Roker.
Brian Busby or Al
Roker is national news. Brian Busby is in local.
So it's Al Roker. It's definitely
yeah, I think
Al,
it's
Roker.
Al Roker.
Yeah.
No, it says Al Roker's wife. That nigga's not gay, bro.
Yes,
sorry, Al Roker.
Yes.
No. What news?
Oh no, 15 hours.
What weather? Are you thinking about Don Lemon? He's not a weatherman.
No, I'm
Don
not.
Don Lemon ain't got no job no more.
They said, I seen the CNN might be trying to hire him back because
they might have fucked
somebody
up.
Got, no, somebody just quit or got fired or retired or something. So
they gonna have to pay him then.
Maybe it ain't.
They
what
did him wrong.
Weatherman is gay.
It might be at night.
It's probably a lot of gay weathermen.
It's Brian Busby.
It's not Brian Busby. I keep trying to tell you this. Yeah, I don't know, Danielle. I don't know who a gay weatherman, but anyway. How long does it take you, well, Chris, when you were single?
Okay.
And dating.
All right.
How long, and then you'll now, how long does it take for y'all to feel comfortable with letting someone into your natural habitat?
All right. Explain what you mean by that. Like my house?
So if it's your house, you know, you don't feel like you got, cause you know, the first time somebody come over, you want to make sure, you know, you need to put the carpet sprinkles down.
I was a champ at 10 minute cleanup.
You know what I'm saying? Before somebody come over. Okay. Then, Gary Lezak is gay. That's a whole white man. He local too, though. But anyway.
She just making gay people.
No, he
no,
is.
It do say he gay.
He came gay. Out as gay.
Yeah. He said he was born that way. He being gay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right track, baby. I was born this way. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
cleaning
house?
Up the house.
Okay.
Or so you're not doing that no more. So like example, right now while we're recording, I have a basket of laundry.
Yes.
In the living room.
In a vacuum.
In a vacuum. So something
the vacuum
like that.
Did get used. It looked like it got used.
Yes. So it's like, I don't give a fuck if this nigga's coming over here like
okay.
This laundry for the sea here. Or this, you know, or like a couple dishes in the sink or for a woman. Maybe I'm not gonna make sure. Maybe I just got my hair wrapped. Maybe I just got on some sweats or something.
Damn. I would have to say maybe like a month or two, maybe two.
I'm mad at
because I've always been that guy to have like my own space.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never like the always clean guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a shirt on the or a sweatshirt on the couch.
Mm-mm.
It may be a pair of shoes in the front room by the door. It might be, like you said, a plate or a cup or something in the sink. But when I have that woman initially coming over, all that shit getting cleaned up. Everything.
And it is a difference
bedroom,
between...
all that shit, bed gonna be made, all that shit gonna be right. But by probably like month two...
You gonna see how it really is, bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at you like, damn, you see that plate in there?
But it is very...
Oh, wow.
It's a difference between... messy and nasty.
Yeah, it is.
So be clear with that, or clutter even, and clutter. Dirty.
Clutter is a good word.
Yeah, it's a difference between that. Now, if it's like, okay, bitch, is that a roach on the wall?
Yeah, that's when it's like,
dirty, and you need to never have company. You need to call your landlord, and you need to get some shit exterminated.
Okay, bitch, is that a roach on the wall?
Yeah. Has that ever happened to y'all?
Fuck no.
Like when I was over somebody's house?
Yeah. No.
Not even like somebody you dating, but just like anybody.
Yeah.
Your cousin.
Oh,
yeah.
Roach?
Friend.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. I've seen a bug and was like, all right, well, shit, you know, I'm going to head on up.
A bug is different.
Packing my shit up. I didn't bring much.
Where is the worst place? Well, I guess the kitchen would probably be the worst place to say. But I feel like if I just like went to the bathroom and was like on the toilet and seen a roach, I would be like, oh, it's time for me to go.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
The worst place would be my most vulnerable spot. Yeah. So it probably would be the bathroom. If I seen it like in your living room or somewhere where I can visually see it, I'm still gonna be ready to go.
But I'm
at the same time, yeah, I'm gonna kind of be. I'm gonna get off.
I might still have a drink with you. I'm
gonna get off your couch. I'm gonna go find a chair that stands up in its own space, and then I'm gonna go.
So with that being said,
I cannot.
If I'm ever at y'all house and I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and as soon as I leave that bathroom, I'm ready to go. It was either a bug in there or I got a doo doo. One of the two.
And I'm a doo doo number two in your bathroom.
Oh wow!
If I can, if it's a doo doo that can hold, I can.
I ain't hold none of it.
That's a good question.
No, if it's.
I ain't holding nothing.
Like, do you hold it initially?
No, if it's not like an urgent, if I just.
When somebody come over to your house?
Like, if you go to somebody's house, do you initially be like, ooh, I can't fart or shit?
Okay. All my partners know. If I come to your house and I have to go, I might initially ask you about some spray. Like, yo, you know.
My friends? Oh, no, that's.
But I'm going. What? But if I'm over a woman's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to stay long. I'm probably going to go home. And, yeah. And until we. Maybe them 2 months. You know, I'm getting comfortable. Maybe 2 weeks, just depending on who you are.
I have 3 bathrooms in my house. And I still, like, if I have a guy over, I will go in the main bathroom if I got to.
So it ain't.
But that's not even just. That's just to be courteous. Mm-hmm. It ain't because I don't want you to think I shit or nothing. Because I'm everybody.
Pissed. Yeah, that's a natural thing.
That's just to be courteous because I have a small room, and I have and it's like, you know what I'm saying. So you might, the smell might seep out. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm trying to be a good person.
I've never had to shit.
I don't think that ever really happens to me a lot though.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Look, please don't. Let's knock on some wood.
Be your day, huh?
For the next shitty, time. Shitty next time.
I think I'm finna be fast.
But you me,
finna
be fast, all right. Yeah. I'm never, I feel like I'm always dressed comfortable. So if a nigga come to my house, I'm not initially about to be just suited and booted.
Walking around
I rarely wear makeup. On. Yeah. But my house clean, it's usually fairly clean, but I might throw the kids shit in their room or you know,
so it ain't clean, fellas, but it the is kids shit everywhere,
but like the common areas I make sure I don't ever make my bed. So if I made my bed and y'all came over, that was for you.
That was for you.
That was for you, because I rose the fuck up out of there every morning. Exactly.
I used to have
but I only sleep on one side,
fellas. You
so
walk past
the other side is made, but My side,
I sleep. I be changing positions. Yeah,
I don't.
That cover gonna
how
be everywhere.
Mine,
literally, if you go to in my
this
room right
like
now,
she in a coffin.
If you go to my room right now, one side is made, and it's you can just clearly see where I sleep at.
That's nuts.
That's really crazy.
My whole bed be messed up.
But I sleep
up
on my stomach.
We, I used to sleep.
You just use my bathroom.
Bed.
You seen that bed? Yeah. Cover everywhere.
No, so oh like my God. That's how my son. That's how my son is, and I do not understand how you are wrapped up in your blanket like this.
Like, what you mean?
Like, how is your bedspread not laid out? Like, how is it like?
It be moving when you be moving.
You don't ball up a little bit. No,
I do, but my covers don't move with me.
Yes, yeah,
but I sleep on my stomach.
I sleep on my side, my back, my stomach.
I don't sleep on my back at all.
I'm at that age where I can't sleep on my back.
My forehead, my kneecaps. I sleep however.
My back will start aching, boy. If I
don't sleep on my back either.
Oh, I hate that for y'all. Because I'll be on my back like,
we know you do.
Come on. When I used to live in my old, okay, so I don't even know the square footage of either of these houses, but I feel like my house now versus my house I used to live in are big, but both like in different ways. Mm-hmm. So my old house was like ranch style. Everything was on one floor.
It was perfect.
Gotcha.
It was. I missed that house, not the property management. Anyway, so that house was big still, but it was, everything was all, you know.
Right.
So this house, like my bedrooms are smaller, mm-hmm. like, but then I also, but I have a finished basement. Mm-hmm. Like I have the,
got a little more house.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But well, when I stayed in that old house, let a nigga, can I pull up? Yeah. Hold on. Wait, I throw all that shit in that big ass walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm. That bathroom.
Candles lit.
Mm. Set the mood.
Spot mop.
Spot mop.
Real niggas know what a spot mop is. Come on. Stop playing. Get the little spray. Let it sit on it. Okay, there we go. Y'all know what a spot mop is. So, but I would say that probably only lasts the first couple times. I really genuinely think it matters for me with that. My answer probably depends more so on how often I see you.
Mm.
So, if it's like you came over one time and then we never hung out again, or we didn't hang out again for a long time, maybe like the next month, then I'm probably gonna clean up again. But if it's like the, like we've hung out, you know, 3-4 times, then I'm probably like, oh, this nigga all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're around a lot, or we now talk a lot, yeah, if I'm comfortable with you, then I'm probably comfortable.
I'm
with
still
you
like, nah, I'm gonna give you at least 2 months of good cleaning up, making sure you feel special about
I mean
it.
But that's kind of usually about how long it takes.
Yeah,
for real.
It's some people though that you get an instant feel of being comfortable.
Niggas that feel like home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a nigga I'm asking.
Y'all should have seen they gaze. Weak.
And furthermore, let me just tell y'all, I love a nigga that is like, hey, you need me to take the trash out?
Yes. Man.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, fellas.
Or don't tips. Even ask, yes, just grab it.
Tips, fellas.
Like, I'm going to take this on my way out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it ain't much in the trash, you want her to invite you back, yeah, just grab the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you really going to do it, go around the house looking at all the trash cans and put it in that one in the kitchen. And then take it out.
Matter of fact,
that's going over.
Matter of fact, if you want some coochie,
you got to.
If you want some coochie, take the trash out when you first get here.
Oh my God. Yeah, that didn't work.
You did what? Let me tell you.
I'm waiting in the back.
One time I had a nigga come over and I had cooked. I had a nigga come over and I waited to put the food up because he was coming over. So I let him eat or whatever, right? And I'm laying in the bed. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get up and put that food up, right? But I'm like laid out. I'm just tired. I done had a day. You know, I done came home, cooked, did everything. Now I'm tired. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get up, go put this food up. The most mundane, smallest tasks just feel like so much when you just finally, like, after you done laid down and you like, damn, I thought
you done
I was
cooked,
done.
You done, yeah.
It just
the
feels
kids
like.
Is together. Now it's your turn to get together.
Yeah, it feels like hell. It feels like your sugar daddy is having a baby on you. That's what it feels like. So I'm like, fuck, I gotta get up and do this shit. But I'm like, I get up. And he like, I already put the food up.
Mm.
I sucked that boy dick so crazy that night, y'all. Come on.
Just because he put the food up.
He put the food
it's
up.
It don't take
it's
much.
It's not bare minimum shit.
It's the little thing.
It's just the thought that counts. It ain't like she just did it because it was bare minimum. And all that's all it take. Sometimes when you do a lot on your own.
And I made sure you ate.
Yeah, that's the right one.
I made sure you ate. I'm good for feeding a nigga. I will say that. I coochie and food. I will do that.
Mm.
A good combo.
Come on.
Mm. That ain't never got me wrong.
With that being said, the roster is open, guys.
Listen, I was just sitting here. I was just sitting there thinking like, damn, I'm so sad.
If this, not they promoting it, the advertisements, but
if
guess
this
what?
Sounds like a place you would like to be, my DMs are open. Danielle's DMs
not,
are open.
Summer's not over
wink,
just
wink.
Yet. It's just begun.
July, baby, listen.
We trying to bring back Shot Mania.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I'm just here, guys. You know.
Yeah, he's just married and you know. He done found his
when
lifetime
they talk about
mate.
Backshot mania, I just think about the Royal Rumble. I'ma have it at the house. Like, you know what?
Okay, we don't need you.
Niggas like to brag. You right. know what I'm saying?
No
niggas
need.
Not humble.
No need.
Y'all over here getting all hot and excited. I'm like, yeah, I could just go home and wake
that ass. Go home. Boy, fuck you.
Go home to some kids.
It is waiting
go to
on
bed.
Me, ain't it?
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am.
Stupid
extremely.
Ass nigga.
What the fuck?
Man, I'm about to have to text five niggas. I miss them.
Just to see who bite.
Just to see who up. What you doing? Nah, not tonight. I'm sleepy for real.
Me too.
It wouldn't even be no fun.
What else you got for, Shanae?
I'm done.
We
because
tapping out?
I have some things, but these things, the other things that I have, I would rather wait until next week. We'll have some guests, y'all. So I want to save that for when we have our guests. And I feel like, I don't feel like we rushed tonight. I feel like we were able to get
We got to start a little late, but I mean, I got time.
Yeah, but I don't, I mean, you got something? What you want to ask me?
I ain't got nothing. We talked about Zion. I did bring up Trump, even though I don't, you know, not a political
Fuck
podcast,
that guy.
But he is going. He is on his way to possibly go to jail. We need
is.
To talk about
I
that.
I hope he go to jail.
You brought up the Floyd. I didn't know nothing about that. I'm glad.
I didn't either. I didn't even know
the actual fight.
I'm getting a subscription.
Oh, I'm about
Zeus,
to inbox.
Holla at us.
I'm about to inbox Zeus from the Honey Trap page.
Send us our promo code, Zeus, so we can watch it for free.
Come on.
No, I don't think we good.
And our listeners can get
their
first month free.
The one thing is, damn, we almost missed Armageddon.
The real Armageddon?
The wildfires in Canada that had New York fucked up.
Yeah. It was, somebody said it looked like I Am Legend.
It looked like
God. That's what Shoney said. He said it was crazy.
It did. It looked
They
looked
said
nuts.
It was bad. They said they had to put their masks back on. They couldn't breathe. The air quality was crazy.
I wonder how the rats lived.
And your girl, Miss B Nasty, talking about she gonna post. Niggas try to capitalize off people pain. She gonna post her little coochie squirt and talking about, I could have had those fires out in an hour. Girl, get your ass off.
Hey, Zion, that's who you need to be hitting up.
Yeah, that's who you should
have. I bet he Chris. Probably in them DMs too.
Okay, so tell me about, because you, that's your girl. Tell me about the booty plug. The booty plug. She posted something about she accidentally ate some doo-doo.
What?
She had a butt. Miss B Nasty.
Oh, man.
Apparently, she had a butt plug.
She said, that's my girl. Yeah, wow.
She had a butt plug in. And this, I don't know how long ago this was. But I guess she had a butt plug in. She took it out. On one end of it, it looked clean. On the other end of it, it wasn't clean.
On the opposite side.
And she put it in her mouth. And it was doo-doo, baby.
She told people that?
Hey, when you become
Well, she did it on live.
When you getting too freaky, it's crazy. Hey, ladies, if it come out your ass, it don't have to go in your mouth. You're not impressing anybody with that one. Yeah, Shana, I didn't know nothing about that. I don't watch her lives enough to...
I don't watch her live. Well, she tweeted about it.
Oh, okay. And she do, like, OnlyFans lives.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where it was live.
I'm gonna see that.
I don't know where it was live at. I just think to live. I know Boosie be telling bitches pull their pussy out. I don't know.
To let Boosie come back to live.
No, he was doing a lot.
You should though in the pandemic.
It's not a pandemic.
It was trying times.
You should in a pandemic. Well, okay.
You said them days are over.
Maybe when one of those come back. Oh, speaking of pandemic, okay, just one last thing. They trying to give Tory Lanez, I think, 13 years.
Damn.
His sentencing will have happened by the next time we record.
Bet your ass wish you would have took the stand now, nigga.
I don't think he was gonna do. The thing about Tory Lanez is he not humble, and I don't think that he would have helped his case at all.
I couldn't believe that
he was. You know, he came in that motherfucker cheesing and grinning and smiling, got the baby on his hip, looking like a baby mama. Like he thought he was gonna win.
Yeah, he thought,
but he thought he was gonna win.
Yeah,
he didn't. He, you know,
until this one person switched on him. So I get
he
it.
Thought he was gonna win, and he did.
He was distraught when they said.
That man can stay in jail too for all I give a fuck anyway.
Yeah, lock him up. I mean, you got caught for doing it now. Lock him up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a pacifist. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
I don't care. If you did it, you did the crime, or you got to go. Once the lawyer and the law say you did it, And they just bang the gavel.
Y'all quit saying
it ain't in my hands no more.
Y'all need to quit saying that he's in jail for shooting Meg, because that's not what he's in jail for.
He in jail for lying, right?
He's in jail for reckless discharge of a firearm. That's what he's in jail for.
They didn't say you shot her, but you did shoot the gun.
You shot the gun
in city limits, so nigga, you gotta do your time.
Yeah, I feel like they don't be playing with.
But 13 years?
No, hell no.
Well, he might already. I think he already had a record. Like it's all kind of shit.
Be on some wild shit. So you ain't even really even supposed to have guns like that in L.A.
Yeah,
And he was probably in the whiter side of things, so. You busting that gun over there, nigga.
He definitely was. If they was leaving Kylie Jenner house.
I was just about to say Kylie was.
Well, guys, because we about to take this on a whole new tangent.
I love. We finna have a whole part two podcast. Don't get me to talk about a Kardashian. I'll be here all night for real. Well, I would like to thank you guys for joining us. Evening to us, whatever part of the day it is for you. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. We appreciate you. Chris, do you got some extra music? What is it? Oh, outro.
I don't know if I got some extra music. I was going to cut.
See, I've been talking about Mariah Mills too long.
Wow.
I said extra music. And I knew that word. That's the fucked up part.
I keep it my composure.